If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Summertime is revival time here at Worth Baptist Church, and the month of August is entitled Spiritual Renewal Month. Every Sunday in the month of August has a special emphasis and a special theme. Our theme for today, August 13th, is This is Your Church Day. Our emphasis today will be upon the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that the Church is the only agency that God has ordained to carry the gospel around the world. When Jesus Christ died, He died for the Church. When He sent a Comforter in the person of the Holy Spirit, He sent the Comforter to the Church. When He wrote letters, He wrote letters to the Church. When He gave a commission, He gave the commission to the Church. When Jesus Christ comes again, He will come for the Church. So our emphasis today is upon the Church. This is your church day here at Worth Baptist Church. Perhaps you and your family do not have a church home. If you're looking for a place where you can worship God in a spiritual and in a friendly atmosphere, we invite you to come and visit with us today. Worth Baptist Church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We are easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. It would be our joy to have you come and visit with us today at Worth Baptist. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We are currently surveying the entire Bible in our Sunday school, book by book, week after week. Today, we survey the book of Habakkuk, and this will be a blessing to you and to your family. Why not make up your mind right now that you will attend Sunday school and the services of worship at 11 o'clock this morning and 7 this evening here at Worth Baptist Church? I can assure you that you'll find a warmth and a welcome among God's people here at Worth Baptist Church. During the days of August, when our emphasis is upon spiritual renewal, we trust that you'll join with us in prayer that God will bring revival to our city and to our community. The need of the hour is for a spiritual refreshing from the Lord, and we believe this will come during these days of the final month of the summer season, that's revival time, here at Worth Baptist Church. We furthermore would like for you to write us this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, America at the Crossroads. I shall read from Psalm 33, beginning at verse 10. But before we read the scripture, I invite you to pause with me in just a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the Bible. We thank Thee that Thou hast seen fit to give us a written record, a word by which we can live, and a book by which we can die. We pray today that as the broadcast fills the air, that those who need the Lord Jesus would come to trust Him as their own personal Savior. For those, Heavenly Father, who are seeking a place to worship, a church home, a place to go today, we pray that Thou wouldst direct them to Worth Baptist Church. And we pray for every church in our community and in our city where the gospel is proclaimed. May a spirit of revival break out all over our area. May a flame be kindled today that would spread throughout this entire city and this community and throughout the nation and around the world. Bless us, we pray, with Thy presence in this hour, because we ask these things in Jesus' name and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. The book of Psalm, chapter 33, verse 10. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. America at the crossroads. Every nation, regardless of where that nation is located or the age in which that nation exists, every nation in the course of history rises, reaches its zenith, and then begins its decline. This was true with the Egyptian Empire. It was true with the Babylonian Empire, the Assyrian Empire, the Empire of the Medes and Persians, the Greek Empire, and certainly the Roman Empire. All of these empires and great nations rose to fame only to fall into shame and disgrace. The chief contribution to the downfall of these kingdoms and these peoples and these nations was greed, lawlessness, and sin. And beloved, as we survey the history of America, I feel that we must rightly conclude today that we as a nation are on the way down. The psalmist put it this way in another place: the wicked shall be turned into hell, and every nation that forgets God. Three thoughts will guide us today as we consider America at the crossroads. Let us first of all observe America's achievements. We in America have much that we could talk about, that we could write about, and that we could think about. We are a large country. Our population is now reached beyond the 207 million mark. We are a prosperous country. We are a productive country. We are a proud country. We are wealthy, witty, and wise. Today, we fly faster than sound. In fact, more than twice the speed of sound. Today, we travel into the outer reaches of space at a fantastic rate of speed. We travel underwater, probing the depths of the sea, and we send men to the moon to explore the heavens. Today, we can send images on wires around the world that are received by color TV sets all over the globe. Today, we have more food than we can consume in our country, while much of the world is starving. We have conquered most of our dreaded diseases. We are transplanting hearts and other vital organs of the body. Here in the United States of America, we have more telephones, televisions, radios, cars, and bathtubs than any nation under the sun. While we have only 6% of the world's population in our country, we have over 50% of the world's wealth. In short, we have made more material gains and scientific advances than any other nation on earth. We have survived the devastation of two world wars, and we're on the brink of the third. We have automized and modernized all types of labor. We have become the most powerful and the most productive and the most prosperous nation in all the world. But wait, here is a tragic note. With all of our material gains, we have suffered many spiritual losses. While surging ahead with our bodies, we are lagging behind with our souls. The further we've gone with gold and materialism and wealth and power and fortune and fame, the further we have gone away from God. I believe the need of this hour is for preachers in pulpits all over America to call this nation back to God, to call this nation back to the Bible and back to the church and back to the mourner's bench and back to the ancient paths that our forefathers laid out for us. You see, the trouble begins in a nation at the same point it begins in the life of an individual. Your trouble and mine and the trouble of our country begins when we start forgetting God. I read a classic story in the New Testament about a rich man who forgot God. He remembered the gift, but he forgot the giver, And America is doing the same thing today. Thus we say, America is at the crossroads. In spite of the fact that we have all of our wealth and achievement and advancement, we are facing a crisis moment in the 20th century. We have graduated in our scientific achievements, and we have gone beyond graduation, as it were, in our space exploration. But while we've done this, we have remained in the kindergarten in our spiritual progress. Look at America for a moment. First of all, religiously. The things that are happening in the religious world today would send Noah back into the ark. Morally, we are advancing the new morality, which is nothing more than the old immorality. Mentally, our nation is in a sad state of affairs. At least 1 out of every 10 babies born in this generation will spend some time in his lifetime in a mental hospital. 1/2 of all the hospital beds in America are now occupied by people who have mental and emotional disturbances. Socially, educationally, governmentally, politically, in all of these areas, America is at the crossroads. We today are in need of a great sweeping revival, and we are praying that God will begin that revival in this community where the Bible is so being preached and where so many believers live. Yes, America has great achievements, but there's something else about America at the crossroads. I want us to note for a moment America's apathy. In our race to the number one spot, we have become altogether too apathetic toward the thing that really counts in life. It is as though we have our eternal values locked up in earthly vaults. We're kind of like the man who builds a magnificent house, spending hundreds and even thousands of dollars while the termites eat away at the foundation. The termites are eating away at the foundation of our great country. Who cares, for example, if communism is making its greatest gains at the expense of our liberties? Who cares if our freedoms are being encroached upon each day? Who cares if our government is bankrupt? Who cares if our educational system steers us toward a humanistic philosophy down the road of progressive education? Who cares if our religious leaders are nothing more than blind leaders of the blind? Who cares if our youth are rebelling at all stated authority? Who cares if today, on any given average Sunday in America, fewer than 50% of the adult population will go to church? Who really cares about these things? Are we not altogether too apathetic about eternal things, noble things, godly things? Oh, I know that we say that we care, but the question keeps coming back to my mind. Do we really care about these things? The truth of the matter is we're asleep. We need to be awakened. If we care, then what are we doing about it? Let me ask you a personal question. You know something of the condition of America today? You know something of the problems that exist in our community? The problems of dope and alcohol and crime and lawlessness? You know about the sin that is rampant? Let me ask you this personal question. What are you, as a citizen of our community, doing about these conditions? If you are a Christian, what are you doing as a saved person about these things? Every Christian who fails in his duty to God and to the gospel and to the church is aiding the forces of evil. Let me repeat that thought. Every born-again believer, every child of God, every Christian who fails in his duty to God, to the gospel, and to the church is aiding in the forces of evil. Listen to what God's word says in Amos chapter 6 at verse 1. Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. The greatest sin among Christians today, the greatest sin in our churches today, is complacency. We are altogether too satisfied with the status quo. We might want to relate our problems to some other area, but after all, Jesus Christ said that you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. So then, we as Christians, shining as bright lights, should be giving light to these darkened corners of our world. We should be adding flavor by being the salt of the earth to that which is so distasteful in our society. The trouble with most of us is this: we are more interested in the material things than we are in spiritual things. We are more interested in gaining than we are in going for Christ. We are more interested in the things of our own petty affairs than we are the church or the souls of men or revival. Many of you parents who are listening to me this moment, you are more concerned about the social welfare of your children than you are about their spiritual well-being. I think you ought to provide for them the best education that you can. I think you ought to give them the best in this life that you possibly can afford. But I do not believe that you should do these things at the expense of depriving them of the most important thing, the influence of the church, the teaching of the Bible, and the knowledge of Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. In our country, we have a motto on our coins that reads like this: "In God we trust." But I wonder how many of us have added a sentence to that: "In God we trust only in case of an emergency." So many people today are using God as a spare tire, using God as a life jacket, as a way out, as an escape. To sum it all up, we in America have forgotten God. And remember what the psalmist said: "The wicked shall be turned into hell," and every nation that forgets God. There is a price to pay for a nation to forget God. God will bring judgment upon any people, upon any nation, upon any home, upon any family, upon any individual who forgets Him. God Himself describes the people of our day. In the book of God, we read, "This people serves me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Beloved, today we need more than a lip religion. We need something in our hearts that would stir us. We need something in our hearts that would motivate us to serve God. When a man goes to the Far East, he takes shots for cholera. He is immune to this disease by taking a little bit of the disease in his body. This reminds me of so many people religiously. They have just enough religion in their hearts to keep them from getting a good case of old-fashioned salvation, and that's the need of this hour. So America is altogether too apathetic. In the third place, let's note America's alternative. There are not a dozen cures. There's just one. Jesus Christ is the answer. Revival is a must if we're to survive. The prophet prayed, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years." Repentance is the need of the hour. Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." John the Baptist said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The sin of Satan was pride. The sin of Adam was pride. The sin of modern man is pride. What we need to do is to come down off our pedestal of pride, fall on our faces before God, and pray for revival. America's only alternative is a sweeping revival that will spare us from the judgment hand of God upon us. In your own life, in your own home, in your own Christian experience, have you put Christ first? Is the church on your list for today? If not, I trust that you'll resolve this moment to put the Lord Jesus Christ first in your life and put the church first in your plans for today. If you're tuned our way and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I admonish you this moment to fall on your knees before God. I admonish you to call out in the sinner's prayer, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Open the door of your heart. Invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come in. Trust Him as your own personal Savior. You can, this moment, have eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I trust that will be your experience even now. Again, we remind you of the services of Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, where we have a class for every member of your family. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is 7. We invite you to come and share the blessings of God with us in these services at Worth Baptist Church today. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.